Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is. As usual, we enter the drink desk. Can't see even throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast sports veteran broadcaster Sage Steele. Man, do you guys remember when we had her on the show this year?
Every week.
What a warm and fuzzy, awesome human being she is. I can't think of anyone who I have ever met that I've enjoyed the company more. Other than
in Baltimore, we have
other than everyone else I've ever met. Anyway, she's now hosting a brand new podcast, which is cleverly called The Sage Steele Show. So it debuted this past Tuesday. Her first guest, which, man, kind of huge, UFC president and CEO Dana White.
Who, by the way, on the record about 3 weeks ago, basically walked off a podcast and said, I hate doing podcasts. I hate doing interviews. He was only 2 to 3 minutes into the interview.
Wow.
The podcast. And he walked out. So I can't even believe he showed up.
Well, not only did he show up, man, he gave her about 2 good hours. And they were doing the interview. So the final question that Sage Steele posed to Dana White was, and I quote, what is Joe Rogan's dream? Well, after an awkward moment, Dana asked, do you think I was Joe Rogan? Steele admitted that she did, and that's when Dana spoke to someone off camera and said, quote, she just called me effing Joe Rogan. After she kissed his ass, which she absolutely did, Dana did answer the question about what his dream is and how he goes about things. But instead of explaining Joe Rogan's dream, he did, in fact, explain his own. He'd been there for 2 hours.
Yeah, I saw
and she dropped that, and he was just like, so there's an awkward pause. He's like, do you think I am Joe Rogan? She's like, well, yeah. He's like, I'm not. I'm the guy that you asked for. Yeah. Dana freaking White, you dumbass.
White people look alike.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
I've been saying it for years. Actually, those two guys do look alike, but you just talked to this guy for 2 hours, so you should.
You asked for him. You said you wanted Dana White. That's the guy who showed up. And just like, Joe Rogan, dumbass. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola bejola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throwhill, could you please, everyone, now Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Noah. Welcome to the Men's Room.
What's going on?
Hola. All right, Noah, you understand how this young game is playing?
Yes, I do.
All right, you got your choice of of three stories. We have bite me, in other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guys see foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, animalize this, where you guys see the animal responsible for causing a problem.
I'll do the interior decorating.
All right, here is your story. A man in northern China, he was sent to a medical center for an intense stomach ache, only for it to be revealed later that a 12-inch object was inside of his gastrointestinal tracts. Now, the patient was sent to a medical center. Ultrasound and x-ray scans revealed the object was located within the gastrointestinal tracts, and it perforated his intestines, resulting in peritonitis. In case you're wondering, peritonitis is a redness and swelling, inflammation basically, of the lining of your belly or abdomen. Now, surgeons later removed the object from his body, as well as cutting away a necrotized section of the rectum, and they had to create an artificial stoma. And a stoma, that's a small opening in the abdomen, which is used to remove body waste, such as feces and urine, into a collection bag. So basically, if you had a colostomy bag, the stoma is the opening
from
you.
Is that from you? So that comes in from the back, not the mouth, right?
What do you mean?
To get a 12-inch item in there. Based on the fact they're perfect.
They never found out exactly how the object got there, but as doctors, they go, you probably did not swallow this, right?
Gotcha.
So, as the next line says, has not been confirmed exactly how the object got inside the man's body. Spoiler alert, he put it up his butt. But the question is, what was in his body via his posterior? Was it a ruler, a toy sword, a candle, or an eel? Ruler, toy sword, candle, or eel. Quick side note, all of those have been, in fact, inserted into people's rectums.
Self-inserted.
This is northern China.
All right, you did say China.
The Quang Nine province, if that helps.
Noah, I'm gonna go Unagi on this one.
Eel?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear me?
Say it again. We didn't hear what your answer was.
I said a candle.
You're going to go candle. All right. Like a candle in the wind.
I mean, it seemed very specific, so I'll just go ruler.
Ruler. Okay. What did this guy have in his intestines there? Was it a ruler, a toy sword, a candle, or an eel? We'll find out next.
That was a tease. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories: interior decorating on profile. Let's get a man in China had a 12-inch item that perforated his intestines. Don't know if it was in his stomach and where the hell it was.
Yeah, they believe he inserted it through the backside.
I guess it was successfully removed through a surgery that took more than it should have. Question is, what was up in his business? A ruler, a toy sword, a candle, or an eel?
And that's the very question that we posed for our caller, Noah. He picked a candle, but no, it was not a candle. Ted Smith, you went 12 inches. Let's just take a ruler. It was not a ruler. Miles, you went Unagi, a.k.a. eel.
Boom!
And an eel in his butt.
Isn't Unagi, though, the Japanese word for it?
Yes.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Well, he was in China, close enough.
For as much as we know
the Chinese word
is sage.
Right, exactly. It's got to be close, right?
Yeah, they're bald white guys.
Everybody has a different name for anything. But I'm close. I feel like I'm geographically in the ballpark.
I don't speak
Yes,
French.
Asia. Yes, you hit that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. The Jimmys.
Kimmel and Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Jim.
Writers.
Ooh.
Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
A lot of Americans, in fact, 84% of them say they go out of their way to pay it forward whenever they can. But with this inflation, it doesn't happen very often.
Fallon.
Colbert?
Smith! Oh. Damn it.
Dipping our toes into politics and inflation jokes. Which toe you think I dipped in?
I'd say your little one.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know
just
why.
Just pick your toe.
I was going to say the same thing. A British Airways passenger had to sit through a 7-hour flight with an exposed bolt digging into his head because his seat didn't have a headrest. Honestly, though, it's just nice to hear about a plane that has bolts.
Kimmel. Colbert.
Fallon.
A British Airways passenger who had to sit through a seven-hour flight with an exposed bolt digging into his head because his seat didn't have a headrest. I mean, honestly, it's just nice to hear about a plane that has bolts.
The fast food chain Burger King has announced it'll be offering free Whoppers in honor of next month's solar eclipse when the sun will be totally obscured for parts of the country. Meanwhile, Taco Bell customers said, "What's the sun?"
Myers. Colbert.
Myers.
The fast food chain Burger King has announced it will offer free Whoppers in honor of next month's solar eclipse when the sun will be totally obscured for parts of the country. Meanwhile, Taco Bell customers said, "What's the sun?"
I still contend, outside of college students and high school students, Miles is the exception. You're the only adult I know that eats Taco Bell during the day.
Mornings.
I know. It's like, to me, it's like Mike and I are just breakfast. Like, ooh, it's like nighttime. Like, let's get some Taco Bell. Turns out Flacco, the Central Park owl who captivated New York after he escaped the zoo and roaming the city for a month, had pigeon herpes and four types of rat poison in his city when he died. Well, at least we could take comfort. No, he died doing what he loved, eating poison, and banging gutter doves.
Kimmel? Colbert.
Colbert.
It turns out that Flacco, the Central Park owl who captivated New York after escaping the zoo and roaming the city for months, had pigeon herpes and four kinds of rat poison in his system when he tragically died. Well, at least we can take comfort knowing that he died doing what he loved. Eating poison and banging gutter doves.
I don't know, pigeons can get herpes.
I'm getting to the point where I think anything can get herpes.
Yeah, I got to stop sleeping with pigeons.
Well, right, it's like all those koala bears with chlamydia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've known about them. So I got a shingle shot.
But in that, in that owl's defense, I mean, if you were in basically animal jail and you break out.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or the animal doghouse.
Yeah. I mean, I did 3 nights in jail, and the first thing I did was eat a giant breakfast.
I was going to say have sex with a pigeon.
Oh. It broke me.
3 days, start sleeping with pigeons.
They treat you like an animal in there, man. You come out like an animal.
Jesus Christ. That's a lie. First thing I did was take a shower with a temperature of my choice, with real soap.
Yes.
Just whatever it is they give you.
Temperature of my choice, yes.
Everybody in here like good times?
I love that. Man.
Miles thrilled. Did you guys enjoy good times?
Yeah, Mike, I see what you did there, but yes, I did.
Well, it's too old for... Yeah. Mike, you might have watched it on reruns. Yeah, I did.
There's no chance it's Mike watched it.
It was funny. It was a funny show. And it related to everyone from kids to adults. So you might have missed a lot of the adult jokes, but as a kid, you could still watch it and it was fun.
I mean, like, I like good times, but honestly, I didn't even watch that much good times.
Oh, I did, man. Oh, say. No. Say.
Miles did too.
What?
You watched good times.
Yeah. Everyone did.
For some reason, I watched a lot of What's Happening.
Yep.
What's Happening Now.
Because that was funny. I think if you're a kid, that would be a funnier show.
Right. But, we watched The Jeffersons. So, I watched shows all around that era. But, for some reason, Good Times we just didn't watch a ton of. And then I remember also at that age, we really liked 227. But I bring up...
That was a fun show.
I bring up 227 and Jack Hay.
Mm-hmm.
And people, I've had friends out here, they're like, I don't think you should say her name like that. I was like, I know it looks like Jackie, but that was how you pronounce
that's
it.
That's how she Jack says Head. Her name.
Yeah. So good times.
They think you're being an ass.
Well, they think I'm being racist.
Do we have another one of those situations where, like a Jenna Jameson thing with Jimmy Walker? Like he had a book?
Yeah, he had a book.
Or something like that, but he didn't want to talk about...
He didn't want to say dynamite.
Yeah, there was something...
He wouldn't say
it. Yeah, he wouldn't say it. So don't ask him to say dynamite.
Yeah, whatever.
But wasn't the name of the book Dynamite?
Yes,
exactly.
He didn't want to say it. We're like, we would not have asked him to say it. We're not that bare bones about it. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't matter. I just want to talk to you. But it makes the interview bad from the jump because that's the only thing they kept reinforcing. Don't ask about Dynamite. Like, dude, the name of the book that we're promoting has Dynamite.
Well, plus, he was doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And, like,
like one thing, like, look, I like Bert Kreischer. Mm-hmm. I think he's hilarious. Me and Migs years ago were lucky enough to do a podcast with him. Actually, and G. Scott, who does radio in town. But, like, I like Bert. But, yeah. like, Bert, you could tell sometimes, like, and he plays it off super well, but I don't know if he still does it. But, like, for years, like, he couldn't do, like, people yell the machine. And because he got so famous for that, like, he would end every set and he would retell that story and do the machine.
Right.
So, like, for J.J. Walker, like, when you're doing comedy clubs, like, people are going to yell dynamite.
You got to know this.
Correct. Correct.
You have to know.
I mean, that's one of those things, too. It's like, when you set it up, don't ask him to say it. Don't say it. It's like, dude, you might as well just come out and at some point be like, oh, thanks for the interview. It was dynamite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Embrace it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't often go out, but when I do, I enjoy Vietnamese food.
Right. Embrace it.
So they're doing a Good Times reboot on Netflix. It's animated, and it's R-rated.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it'll be a little different. One of the characters, I like to say, a precocious drug-dealing baby.
All right.
All right.
Seth MacFarlane's one of the producers. Because it's animated, Steph Curry is another one of the producers.
Okay, good for him.
Yeah,
and I think
get his hand in there.
Does produce sometimes that means you just add money to the to
you're
the
funding
production.
The project, right?
Okay.
Well, and he also one he's funny, and two didn't he also produce that Holy Moly show?
He did.
Yeah.
Oh right. God, that's
and
right.
He's
yeah.
a massive golfer and everything.
Well, even like Family Guy, there's some black jokes in there. I can't believe they got away with. Like when you watch like the reruns, the older episodes, you're like, wow, that was.
Well, Cleveland told him.
I know, yeah, exactly.
You can get away.
Who tells the joke? Exactly. Neil Brennan wrote a lot. He can't say them.
Right. Neil Brennan was the writer on Chappelle's Show. Or we were talking earlier about Louis C.K. wrote a lot of Chris Rock's act.
And guess who wrote Good Times? An old Jewish guy.
Right. That's why right. I asked you today. Like, this. Because we were talking about this today. When I woke up this morning, I was reading about this. And I was like, seems odd. Seth MacFarlane's a producer. Then I'm like, so I asked Terrell, I wasn't a big Good Times guy. And he was like, no, it was an old Jewish guy that wrote it. So I'm like, all right, all tracks.
Look, funny is funny. And if you're not doing it with ill intent.
Right.
You know, people get up in arms about everything. We know that. And the truth is, people are going to get up in arms about something. So if you have pure intent, don't worry about the noise. Like you can be mad. You can say all this crap that you want to say. No one came to me to ask my intent.
Right.
It's
fine. Yeah.
And was it funny?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
well, listen, it's a lot like a group of friends, right? Mm-hmm. Or even a family member, right? Like, we could all sit here and make jokes. Like, we could sit here and make jokes on Miles. But somebody that doesn't know Miles is making those jokes. Like, hang on. Yeah, man. That's offensive.
There. Right.
If I tell someone I'm from West Virginia,
know it's coming.
They just start railing on me. And I'm like, dude, but if you did it, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. I don't know why, but.
Yeah. It's just different.
Yeah.
So that's coming out. The characters are described as the latest generation of the Evans family from the Norman Lear sitcom. So yeah, but the voices are pretty awesome.
I'd watch the show.
I'm gonna watch it. Jay Farrell's one of the voices. Wanda Sykes, who we all like. Jamie Smooth's in there. So like, looks pretty good.
We got some heavy hitters in there, man. Damn.
Yeah, and I mean, look, there's not a ton of cartoons Seth MacFarlane makes that I don't thoroughly enjoy.
That's a good point.
So that'll be a good one. Now, on the opposite end of Good Times, Judge Judy. She's 81 years old. Well, I was just saying. She says she works out every day for a total of 10 hours a week. I don't think this should be surprising to anybody.
She looks thin. She always has.
Right, she looks like she does not look 81 to me. She looks like a woman that is that age. Listen, you know what else I'll bring up? I don't know if you guys saw the video yesterday of Skip Bayless shooting jump shots.
No.
And people are like, Raiders jump shot and this and that. And it's like, you can make fun of Skip Bayless for some of his takes and everything. But to his credit, that man is 75 years old. So his jump shot doesn't look as awesome as, say, Curry's. But like,
right.
Was
he making buckets?
Yeah.
Good.
And it's a little, like, it's still a pretty good J. It's wet, but it's like, he's 75, dude. I don't know when the last time you knew 75-year-olds, but
I haven't.
Right, like the bulk of them aren't playing basketball, period.
When's the last time you jumped?
Yeah, right?
Let alone shoot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a jump shot.
Yeah, I think people have a skewed reality of stuff sometimes.
You forget how much your legs help on that, too.
Until you
the jump shot.
Dig into a rhythm, you're like, ooh, I mean, my legs are...
I was showing Mike the other day, Rex Chapman, right? He was a great NBA player, great college player, Kentucky, you know, pretty
famous.
Won
the dunk contest, I believe it.
Right, but he, you know, he's got a new book out, go through all the struggles of addiction and everything, and somebody asked him about dunking, and he was like, man, when I turned 50, I think he's like 51 or 52, he's like, I dunked. Because they were like, can you still dunk? He was like, I dunked. And he's like, it wrecked my legs for 6 months.
That's like, it hurts. Wow. Yeah. That's the truth, though.
He can get up.
He just couldn't land.
Hey, by the way, Ted, just so you know, someone here says, Bert Kreischer said on a podcast last year that his daughter's favorite sweatshirt was the KISW one.
Oh, no kidding.
We need to get him some more some more swag. Yeah.
There you go.
Look, I'm telling you, Bert Kreischer, when we were sitting there BSing with him, I don't know him personally. Migsy's much like knows him kind of more, but he was so awesome. He was that funny and like hanging out with him. I mean, we hung out backstage forever. And I mean, he's just that guy.
Okay.
Like, that's not really an act. Like, I don't know that he's the funniest comedian in the world. I'm kind of jealous of him because he just really gets up there and tells really good stories and everything. But man, if you could get there with him, he's awesome. He's what you see on stage is pretty much what you're guessing.
I'm going to watch that.
I'm sure he has bad days. He's not a not actually like inhumane.
But when he needs to be on, he's a good guy.
Yeah, well, even he didn't have to be on with us. He could have blown us off, but he was like, "Oh yeah, I'll hang out for a minute." So yeah, pretty good stuff. Let's see. You got opening day. Your Mariners are in action. Don't forget, you also have the NCAA men's basketball tournaments back in action tonight. I mean, you know, you got sports going on. Good night. Yeah. Go M's.
Cracking the whole deal. San Diego State's playing tonight.
Oh, there you go.
My daughter's school. Now I have someone to root for.
Aztecs?
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to North Carolina where a restaurant chain has gone viral. Wrong one. An eagle-eyed resident of the area was going about their day on the job when they looked across the street to one of the country's favorite fast food restaurants. Bojangles. But a quick glance turned into a hard stare as the resident noticed something was off about the sign over the door, even looking up the restaurant online to make sure that they weren't crazy. After confirming the truth, the man took a photo and posted it online and has since gone viral because the name of the restaurant was misspelled.
It was like Bojangles or...
Yeah, they had moved the G of Bojangles like up in front of the N. And so it was, Bojangles. Which is always good. That's fun. In other news, down to Oakland, California, where the city is now caught in an optics nightmare. This is a rough story.
Oakland have an optics nightmare?
Yeah, get ready. In an effort to enforce rules against graffiti and get it cleaned up around the area... The city began issuing citations to residents that didn't clean up the graffiti and had been sprayed onto their property, threatening fines of $1,100 if they didn't clean it up before the next city inspection, and additional $1,200 fines for each subsequent violation as they continued to inspect the neighborhoods. They were cracking down on it, man. If you got it on your property, I know you didn't put it there, but you got to be the one that's cleaning it. We come out there, we find it, you're going to get fined, and then every time we come out there, we're going to come out there every month, and we're going to start just pinging you every time. But they've hit a little optics snag as they've issued a citation to one Victor Silva Sr., a wheelchair-bound resident, and he's 102 years old.
And they're going to find his ass?
Yeah. He's been living in the area for about 80 years and said that he would just paint over the graffiti in his younger days. Like, he didn't mind cleaning up, you know, and doing all that, but now he has to solicit the help of family in order to avoid the heavy penalties. After hearing the story, a city inspector told media that they'd be conducting an immediate inspection and presumably cancel the citation.
Mostly because it's gone national.
You're not wrong.
I mean, that's how it usually works, right? I mean, just, we don't care. We're going to do this. It's a money grab. And then once it gets national media attention, hey, thanks for bringing it to our attention. Like, right. No, he brought it to your attention.
This was a big oversight on our part, which, like you said, even if they said, guys, he's 102 years old and he's in a wheelchair. Like, can we get this done? I'm sorry, rules are rules.
Right.
Right up until it hits the media.
That is how it works.
Oh, yeah. This is an upstanding citizen. He did great things. We're actually going to give him the money from all the citations.
Yeah, I know. They're going to do something for him, man.
You know it. Over in Montana, a man is facing the courts on charges of DUI after he was spotted by fellow drivers, and he didn't exactly hide it. At about 3 in the morning, officers got reports of our drunken suspect, as other drivers noted that he was... driving in the wrong direction on I-90 for about 27 miles.
Wow.
Yeah. Officers were able to track him down and arrest him, and he's facing felony charges. And I did say, look, on the one hand, I completely agree. DUI, terrible thing. Driving the wrong way down the road, terrible thing. On the freeway, no less. Terrible thing. Being so blasted out of your mind that you could go 27 miles down the freeway in the wrong direction, you don't know it. That is a terrible thing.
How else could you go 27 miles down a freeway the wrong direction without noticing?
Exactly. You're in Montana.
There's no one there.
Look, I love Montana. Montana's a great place. I've been out there. Have a great time every time I go out there. It's not unheard of for you to drive 27 miles down the freeway of Montana and not see a soul out there.
Well, my wife moved here. She said, and she drives fast anyway, but she said the fastest it drove was Montana. She was like, there is no one on the road, and it's a big-ass state.
I mean, yeah, last time I drove, not I-90. I forget what road we were on, but it was the middle of the day on, like, a Friday. And, like, me and my buddy at a certain point were like, dude, this is kind of spooky. We have not seen another car.
Right.
Not one past us. Not one behind us.
Right.
Like, to the point I was like, are we on the right road?
And you can see far, too. It's not like they're just around the corner, dude. You can see for 7-8 miles.
Hey, it was, yeah.
Yeah. It gets a little intimidating after a while. And then at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's dark out there. It's not like they have doggone streetlights out there on the freeway.
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean? So, again, what he did was bad. He deserves the charges that he's getting. Did he endanger lives?
It just is. Just is.
And just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
We go to one of my favorite places, gents. An auction, where a fine piece of film memorabilia has just been sold. It was mentioned earlier today, but the classic romantic tale Titanic has a notorious piece of memorabilia that has been the bane of romantic existence for some time. The chunk of door frame that Rose used to survive the sinking of the ship, where she wouldn't just scoot the hell over for Jack to be able to save both of their lives.
Thank you.
It was just taken to auction, where the winning bidder walked away with the frame after a hefty $718,750 bid.
Damn. I mean, it is an iconic piece of cinema. I just did not like the movie, but I can recognize that it's a part of cinematic history.
What are you going to do with it?
Display it and tell people that's the door from the top.
You know,
if I went to your house, I did not enjoy Titanic, but if I knew you had that, like, hey, let me see this.
Also, put it on your closet.
Just have it laying on the ground. People walk in and have two people lay on it. To prove the point that Rose was a pain in the butt.
That's right.
It's selfish.
You know what I'd do? I'd use it as a pool float. You know, it fits too. Throw that out there.
Yeah.
Dude, you go out for a boating day and then you just throw that bad boy out in the water. Yep. Amber alert. Missing child in Everett. Check your phones, everybody. There we go. Good news. Men's Room IPA continues to spread around the Pacific Northwest. Our friend Scott shot us an email, said that it's at the Safeway in Silverdale. Our buddy Robert found it at the Safeway over in Bremerton. And then our friend Jason found it on tap. I'm going to screw up the name. O'Finnegan's Pub in Everett.
I'm guessing it's O'Finnegan's. Right. I saw how they typed it in. I'm like, O'Finnegan's.
Right. Yeah. My guess, it's an Irish joint.
You know what? I had that same guess.
O'Finnegan's? O'Finnegan's.
Can't get a case of D in here.
And you can find a comprehensive locations at the mentor page of KISW.com.
Still get a case of D.
Hey, you get nachos. You have Irish nachos.
O'Finnegan's.
Men's Room Sports March Madness continues. You've got Sweet 16 games on tonight on CBS, TBS, and True TV. Basketball on NBA Network. And the return of your Seattle Kraken.
Man, there's a ton of sports on there.
It's back, Miles. I know that you missed it yesterday, so there you go. They host those bitch-ass Anaheim Ducks once again. That mud drops at 7 p.m. over on Root Sports Plus because it's opening day, which means your Seattle Mariners are about to begin their path to the World Series by hosting that team that's a little too focused on footwear, the Boston Red Sox. First pitch is at 7 o'clock over on Root Sports.
I'm not saying they're not going to show off the fans, but I have not seen one Red Sox hat downtown today. Everyone's wearing Mariners.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Usually when the Sox are in town, seriously, you know they're in town.
I love it. As far as your weather, possibility of some rain tonight, but a bit of a fond farewell as we're going to go into the opening baseball weekend, baby, with some beautiful sunny and 60-degree weather for tomorrow. Enjoy that. And that is it for your headlines with that. Go Mariners! My hug is on!
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC and a baseball-inspired Bad Choice Friday.
Yes, indeed. Mike, I wish you could get a little fired up, at least for the Mariners.
It's a little
my
bit.
God, dude. In the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.